This is my 89 Toyota Camry. It has 188,000 miles on it. Pieces of plastic trim fly off on the highway, and I have to climb in from the back seat when my door gets frozen in the winter. But I got it for free, I get good gas mileage, and my insurance is cheap. But now it's leaking oil. Lots of oil. I knew it was bad when I started pouring in a quart of oil every other week. I thought I'd better take it into the shop. My mechanic, Walt Hayes, didn't exactly have good news for me.
You know, you're probably leaking about 80% of that. Just from experience, I'd say you're probably burning 20% and leaking 80%.
Walt says the rear main seal is leaking, and the oil's just dripping straight to the ground. Walt tells me the seal costs $25, but he'd have to take the transmission out to get to the seal. That means I'd be paying him $650. $650 to fix an oil leak, when no one would steal my car's radio. There's no way. Obviously, it's cheaper to spend $2 on each quart of oil than to fix the seal.
Right. What else is going to break? You know, you might fix the rear main seal and your transmission might go out next week or something. So, you know, the car, because of its age, is on the edge all the time. So to invest in a $25 seal with a lot, you know, by spending a lot of money for labor almost doesn't make sense on an older car.
That's my mechanic telling me not to fix my car. In fact, he says he's seen plenty of people driving even older Toyotas, and he says my engine will probably hold out a while longer. But now I can't stop thinking about the quarts of oil I'm slowly dripping all over town. I need someone to tell me, is my one leaky car really all that bad? Ralph Resnick works with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. He spends his time trying to get polluters to change their behavior.
That's a lot for an old car, but if you were the only car in a parking lot, that wouldn't be very much. But the fact is that there's a lot of cars just like yours that are doing the same thing.
Resnick says the oil and antifreeze and other things that leak from and fall off cars like mine add up.
The cumulative impact of your car and other cars by hitting the pavement and washing off from the pavement into the waterways is a very large impact. It's one of the largest sources of pollution we're dealing with today.
Resnick says even just a quart of oil can pollute thousands of gallons of water. And he says toxins in oil can build up in sediment at the bottom of rivers and lakes. That can be bad news for aquatic animals and plants. There's no question. He wants me to fix the leak. But I am not pouring $650 into this car. The only thing it has going for it is that it's saving me money. So I can either keep driving it and feel pretty guilty, or I can scrap it and get a new car. But it does take a lot of steel and plastic and aluminum to make a new car. Maybe I'm doing something right for the environment by driving a car that's already got that stuff invested in it. I went to the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan and talked to Greg Keolian. He's done studies on how many years it makes sense to keep a car. He says if you look at personal costs and the energy that goes into making a midsize car, it makes sense to hang on to it for a long time, like 16 years. Well, no problem there. I finally did something right. Well, sort of.
In your case, from an emissions point of view, you should definitely replace your vehicle. It turns out that a small fraction of the vehicles are really contributing to a lot of the local air pollution. Older vehicles, you know, tend to be more polluting, and you would definitely benefit the environment by retiring your vehicle.
Keolian says if I get a newer car, it won't be leaking oil, and it won't be putting out nearly as much nitrogen oxide and other chemicals that lead to smog. Oh yeah, he also says I really need to start looking today. And so doing the right thing for the environment is going to cost me money. There's no way around that. The more I think about my rusty old car, the more I notice all the other old heaps on the road. Maybe all of you are a bit like me, hoping to make it through just one more winter without car payments. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.